Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. Today on the show, we are lifting up a precious four-month-old baby girl named Holland, lovingly called Holly. What began as a routine checkup turned into a life-changing discovery. During a standard measurement of her head size, doctors noticed something that was concerning. A scan revealed that Holly had a cyst or tumor at the base of her head that is blocking fluid and causing hydrocephalus. Her family recently met with a neurosurgeon in Birmingham, and the recommendation is surgery to remove the tumor. Holly will return for an MRI on December 1st, followed by another meeting with her neurosurgeon to determine the safest plan for removal. It's the beginning of a long road for this sweet baby girl and her family. Today, Holly's mother, Alex White, is here to share their story and ask for continued prayers, support, and encouragement as they navigate the days ahead. Alex, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much.
Glad you could join me today, and we want to try to obviously help your family during this time, a very difficult situation. You just found out this news, so being able to talk during this difficult time, can you take us back to that routine appointment and what the doctor noticed that first raised concerns?
They took her head circumference, and then she walked in there and she looked at her forehead a little bit and noticed that it had been protruding. So, and it had jumped 2 inches from her 2 month appointment when it's supposed to be a half inch each month. So it had grown 2 inches instead of 1 inch like it's supposed to.
When the doctor sent Holly for the scan, what was going through your mind, Alex?
I was terrified of what it could be. I didn't know. I'd heard of hydrocephalus, and I didn't want it to be that, but that's what it turned out to be.
When the results came back showing a tumor or a cyst at the base of her head and signs of hydrocephalus, how did you and your husband take that news?
It broke our heart. We cried for just about the whole day.
And you met with the neurosurgeon. What did they tell you about Holly's condition and the urgency of getting this issue addressed?
They said that it could have been much worse. Like, it could have been the hydrocephalus that just can't, she's going to have a shunt for the rest of her life. And we're hoping that this is what will fix the problem. But they gave us a lot of hope, saying that they could remove the tumor all in one instead of her having to do like treatment or anything or chemo or anything like that. So they gave us a lot of hope today.
That's really good to hear. And can you explain in simple terms what the doctors believe is happening inside her head and why the blockage is causing so much pressure?
So the cysts are covering the places where the fluid is supposed to be coming out and absorbing into her bloodstream. So it's basically blocking all of that, and she's not able to do it like the normal human, like normal everybody else. So.
And it's clear now that Holly will need surgery. And what does that surgical plan look like? And what are the next steps to have it happen?
We go back the 1st of December, and we're going to get an MRI done. Well, they'll have to sedate her for that, and we'll stay the night and go back the next morning and go over the plan to remove the tumor.
Do you know what they hope to find in that MRI that's scheduled for December 1st?
They hope to find just a small little tumor that they're able to just get out easily.
What have the doctors shared about the potential expected recovery process and the surgery that will take place?
We'll have to be there for 2 or 3 days for them to monitor her, just because she's so little and she's going to have to be sedated and all that. She'll be 5 months by then. So,
does Holly have siblings?
She does. She has 2 older brothers that are 5 and 2. Their names are Drake and Daxton.
Okay. And how are you preparing yourself, obviously, with having other kids and then the responsibilities of being a mom and a caregiver? How do you prepare yourself for what you're about to face with surgery and upcoming tests and things of that nature?
I have a really good support system. I will say that. We just plan to pray and pray our way through it.
No parent ever wants to hear the word tumor or talk about any type of health issue with your baby, your child. How have you been coping with this emotional weight of what this brings?
I've been praying over her every day, all day. My whole family's been praying over her. We've got her on prayer lists at every church that we can think of. We're just praying our way through it.
And you have families reaching out to programs like mine to try to help, because there's a financial need we'll get into in just a minute. But you're saying faith has helped you stay grounded and hopeful during this uncertainty.
Most definitely.
And talk some more about your family pulling together. What has that support system around you meant to you during this time for you and your husband?
It means more than anything. I couldn't imagine having to do this alone at all. And they've all been so supportive and sending me positive stories about the outcomes of other children that have had this, and they've just been very supportive for me.
And Holly's a beautiful baby. Tell us about what she's like and what makes her smile.
She is so happy. She loves her dad and she loves her brothers being in her face and talking to her, and she's just the happiest, little, most outgoing baby ever. That's why we didn't know anything was wrong.
Other than the diagnosis that's been received, what are some positive moments in the first few months of her life that stand out to you?
She's our first girl, and she's the first girl on my husband's side of the family for since 20 years, 20-something years. And she just, we all love her so much. I get to dress her up and everything that I've always wanted to do after having 2 boys.
I can see that. That's nice. I'm glad you're able to do that. I was a second boy, so my sister was first, and she tried to dress me up.
Yes. We did that to my little brother, too. He was the only boy.
So you mentioned that people have already prayed and they've been donating. What has that support outside of your family meant to you?
a lot. I honestly couldn't believe how many people that are outside of my family are supporting us the way that they are, but I'm so glad that they are.
For those listening right now who want to help you and your family, what are the best ways that they can support Holly, you, and the rest of your family during this time?
We have a GoFundMe on my Facebook page, and I could give an address or whatever. Most of all, prayers, for sure.
What's the title of the GoFundMe? That helps people search. When they go to GoFundMe.com, they can just type in the title, and then that'll pull it right up.
Help Baby Holland Fight Hydrocephalus.
Help Baby Holland Fight Hydrocephalus. And if people wanted to, because I know a lot of people don't necessarily use GoFundMe, they don't like to do the transaction that way.
Right.
How could they mail you a check or send gift cards or other items like that to help?
We could do it through, we also have Venmo or whatever, and I can give our address, however we could do it.
Yeah, that'll be fine. If whatever you want to give, and even an email if somebody wants to communicate further.
Yes. My email is alexjade, alexjade, 1212 at gmail.com.
And obviously there's still a long road ahead. What do you hope people keep in mind as they follow your updates over the next several weeks?
I hope they continue to pray for us and just keep it positive for sure.
And this is also an opportunity for you to speak directly to all of those churches that you're talking about who are praying and all those who are supporting. What would you say to those individuals right now that are standing arm in arm with your family?
Thank you so much for caring for my baby as much as I do.
And finally, what's your biggest hope for Holly as they move toward her MRI, her surgery, and the healing that you believe is ahead?
I hope they get it all out in one sweep and she recovers well and she just goes on to live the most normal life she can.
And Alex, we'll stay in touch and stay connected, and I appreciate you taking time with me today to share about the need for Holly and your family. And I hope people will support the GoFundMe, and also if they want to support via the Venmo.
It's at time Caden, Cayden White, like the color, and 02.
Alex, we're going to continue to stand with Holly and believing in strength, clarity, and healing for her. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. We appreciate Alex joining us here on the show to share Holly's story. This family needs all the love, all the prayers, and all the support we can offer. When we come back, we're going to talk to Andrew Harbin at Pork Belly Barbecue in Rogersville, Alabama, as they just did a food giveaway for the community. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
And we're back. We're coming to you right now from Rogersville, Alabama at Pork Belly Barbecue. I'm sitting across from Mr. Andrew Harbin as we talk about a special give back day here in Rogersville, Alabama. Glad to have Andrew on the show. Andrew, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's been a little while. We've tried to work in this interview, and y'all have been really busy as a small business, and obviously you have things you have to do, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to share about your business today with our listeners and try to encourage people to come to Rogersville to give your business a try.
Yeah, thank you. We started cooking, would have been around the COVID time, because everywhere was really closed, and I wanted barbecue, so in order to get good barbecue, I had to learn how to cook it. So we started with the food truck. It kind of slowly grew from there. Then my dad got in, and we set up every Sunday down here at Rogersville, and we would sell out within probably an hour and a half. People kept telling us, we need a storefront. And then where we're at now down here, we're in the Foodland Shopping Center. It just kind of fell in our lap. But we love it down here. We love the community. They've embraced us in every shape, form, and fashion, between the high school and everywhere else. But we just encourage people to come out and enjoy the food with us.
You've talked about the fact that you got the ball rolling, but now your dad Steve is part of it. What does it mean to have your dad side by side with you in this business?
It's definitely been we've spent more time together since we've been cooking as an adult, as me growing up, than we have in the past. Because when I graduated high school, I went to work, and you kind of grow up, and everybody kind of goes their own separate ways, finds their own little different things to do. But the barbecue kind of brought us as father and son, and then it kind of brought my wife into it, my mom into it, and the kids. And now we see each other every day, nearly every day of the week, 8-9 hours a day. And it's done nothing but brought everybody closer together, I would say.
And having your mom, Karen, and then your wife, Taylor, let's talk about having them be a part of this to really make it a Harbin family business.
They are... Ultimately, we cook, but they are really the backbone of the process. They do all the running, the picking up, the orders. They make all the homemade sides, all the sauces, desserts. So when you come in and you get the pork and chicken and the brisket and the ribs, yeah, that's us. But everything else that flows from decorations on the tables to plates to the way the counters look, how clean it is in here, That comes down to how much time and effort they put into it. And I know, speaking on my end, my wife stays up 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night some nights working on budgets and money and pickups and getting it squared away for caterings and stuff like that. So while we get the credit for the cooking, they're really, if it wasn't for them too, we wouldn't be where we're at now.
Let's talk about the support of the Rogersville community. I've been a part of the Rogersville community, graduated from Lauderdale County High School, worked here as a police officer, had my tortilla chips in the Foodland stores years ago. So let's talk about how this community has supported Pork Belly Barbecue.
Well, I grew up not 10 minutes from here, just inside the Limestone County line. And we shopped down here at Foodland growing up, and we just love it down here. The small town community, I like that. I like the small town stuff better than I do, big cities. Refoot is kind of like a number. But from the moment we started setting up down here, people would hit us up you know, if where it's been catering for the high school, for the football team, or it's been weddings or anything like that, to be embraced by the community down here. And, you know, there's a bunch of individuals that have really helped us along the way. You don't really think about how much support you do get until you have people come in that you don't really know. Talking about your food, how good your food is. And then we've had people from Athens, Madison, they come from Lawrenceburg, Fayetteville, from people that talk about us down here, how fast the words got out. But I love being in Rogersville. I love being down here. I love the small town feel, the people. It's just hard to beat it.
And you said you came across the county line from Limestone County. Did you go to Clements or West Limestone?
I went to West Limestone.
Okay. All right. Great. I have a show segment that's in the same show with a young lady from West Limestone, Alex White. And yesterday, her and Caden got the news that their daughter has hydrocephalus. So it really joins the communities together. They're West Limestone people just like you. So It's really good that it fits into this show. But we're wanting to try to support that family at the same time, too. But Obviously, this show is about recognizing the impact that people are making in our communities, a positive impact. And small business can do that. But a small business also has struggles. What are some of the major struggles or hurdles that you feel like you've run into with Pork Belly Barbecue?
Probably our biggest is... Well, it's not really a struggle, but we try to keep our profit margins enough that we make a little bit, but we try to keep our prices low enough that we can have everybody come in and enjoy the food. It's not just certain people be able to come in or certain, you know, you don't want nobody to feel left out because of the price of food. And that's another one. The price of food nowadays it's up there, which everybody knows grocery prices and stuff like that. It's hard to, it's a fine line in between trying to figure out, you know, the price differences of stuff. But between that and getting the health department in, getting involved with the state, taxes, all the back end of that stuff, it was a learning curve for me. I never been through all that stuff. Luckily, Taylor had been through most of it working at Joe Wheeler in the accounting office. So she knew most of it, but it was a big learning curve for the rest of us.
When you started this business, did you really look at it as opportunities like today, which we're here on a Saturday, this is running on a Monday, but did you really look at it as a way to give back to the community and have events like this where you could help people who may be struggling during this time?
Yeah. Ultimately, that's what we wanted to do. When we started cooking and people started telling us that we need to kind of get it out there, we wanted to make it affordable enough for everybody to be able to enjoy, and then we'd try to donate back every chance we get with the schools, the band, football teams, where it's individuals, people. And, you know, we're going through and doing the Angel Tree this year, too, as a business. So we any chance we get, we try to give back in any kind of aspect. Because, I mean, we've been accepted down here very well. So any chance, we love it.
Your mom, Karen, came through just a minute ago, and we're still early. We haven't even gotten to 11 o'clock yet when we're talking. It's around 10:30, and she's already given away 14 meals.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've probably got enough food, I think. We figured up for about 500 plates.
Wow.
So it's completely judgment-free. You're going to get a hug and a smile, and we'll probably cut up and laugh with you, too, and you'll get to see the kids running around. So it's a fun time.
What do you hope people will take away from a day like this?
I hope that they see that no matter where you come from or what walk you are in life, that people will embrace you and will accept you. It doesn't matter. You know, not everybody passes judgment. Not everybody wants to judge you for who you are or what you look like or anything like that. Just know that good food brings a lot of people together, and it always has. So if you've got good food and laughter, I guarantee somebody's going to be coming around wanting to have a good time. So if you just, no matter where you come from in life, just know you can always come to Pork Belly and you won't be judged. You won't be looked at funny. We're going to sit down and we're going to cut up and we're going to watch TV and eat.
And there's people who are listening to this who will say, this is a really great cause, and they would like to support your business financially. They want to be customers. How can they connect with Pork Belly Barbecue and be customers, support your small business?
Well, we have a Facebook page, and of course, the restaurant in Rogersville, and then we have the food truck. It runs throughout the week, and we're going to do like a Christmas toy drive for the local schools down here. We'll have a box for donations set up in the lobby out front. So if you want to come down and donate then, we're going to set up donations for different money services, so you can donate through that. And it'll be all donated back to the schools, back to the kids, back to Angel Trees, anything, anyways like that. Or you can come in and you can donate cash in the store, however you wanted to do it. But all of our stuff we get is completely given back. We don't keep none of it. So, but yeah, anytime you have any questions, you can email, Facebook. The phone number on our Facebook page is my direct cell phone number. So if you need to get in touch with me, you can call me. I might have screaming kids in my lap, but you can get me on the phone.
What's that number, Andrew?
It's 256-559-2474.
And you're located in the Foodland Shopping Center. It may be difficult as people drive through trying to figure out which door. Have you had maybe a special way that you've been able to tell people an easier way to see it, what to look for to find the door?
Well, at first when we started, we didn't have the big sign up on the side of the building. So that was the first big hurdle. We had nobody knew we were in here. And we got that up. We started kind of funneling people in, but we're in the process of getting some signs made to try to guide people into the correct doors. I myself did not know this was even a corridor in here whenever I've been coming down here my whole life.
I used to get my hair cut.
Oh, did you?
Southwind Barbershop used to be right down the hallway here.
Wow.
That's been years ago.
That has been years
before ago. You crossed the line into Lauderdale County. Andrew, I just want to thank you for what you and your family are doing today. This Thanksgiving give back opportunity for the community, the many plates that will be given away, and you're representing exactly what community should reflect with generosity, dignity, and heart. And I hope that people listening right now will want to support Pork Belly Barbecue. Come to Rogersville, Alabama, support your business.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate it. We run a food truck in Athens. You know, we're in Athens as many events as we can hit, so anywhere between Florence, Athens, Rogersville, we go to Priceville, we go all over. So if you need us for an event or have any questions about catering or anything like that, you can reach us at the phone number I give, or you can shoot us an email, or you can reach us on Facebook. Someone will get back with you, and we'll figure out something. I guarantee we can make something work.
All right. To Andrew, Steve, Karen, and Taylor, and the girls, we appreciate what they're doing here in the community. Thank you for reminding us what giving back truly looks like. Thank you again, Andrew Harbin, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Pork Belly Barbecue in Rogersville, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.